Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick tweets at Nick Allen, at Nick Allen's, Allen's, right?
Allen's with them.
Yeah, that's right.
Plural.
And him and Richard Reese, who was here yesterday, have a podcast. It's called The Dope Podcast on the Cloud. They're also involved with Laughs for Life here in Omaha, our home city here at the Funny Bone. Colleen putting that together, and all you guys are hanging out. A bunch of friends from the show are there. In case you're in the area, head over there tomorrow night, funnyboneomaha.com. Good cause.
Yeah, it's where all the proceeds go towards cancer, the American Cancer Society.
Comedy
Relay
cancer
for Life.
To prevent comedy cancer.
Right. You too can prevent comedy cancer.
Yeah, I always like, it's always one of my favorite shows of the year.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. Mm.
And they've got this lady Amy, she's incredible. She was given like 6 weeks to live.
I know.
Years ago.
I know.
She gets up and speaks and it's really moving.
Oh, God. Craig?
And then you have to go up and follow that?
Yeah.
No, that's at the, luckily that's at the end.
That's at the end, right, yeah.
That's a tough room to follow.
If I were given 6 weeks, I'd drop 3 days in.
Yeah.
That's your closing.
Poker's right? A blow.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 2006 during a controversial pay-per-view special, The Spirit of John Lennon. Psychics supposedly made contact with John Lennon, who gave them the message... peace. The message is peace.
First of all, we knew that was fake. Because what else would he say?
Who would have figured John
of course
would,
he would say
that. Something like that.
Yeah, of course he would say that.
He could have just been like, ow.
Yeah. And then they...
That's horrible. Let me just say that, Nick. I heard that, and I'm going to say that's horrible.
Fair enough.
Then they contacted the ghost of Yoko, and she said this. She's flipping me off. And by the way, she's not even dead. She was just in the other room.
Boy. No, but if you hear that sound come out of anybody, take them to the vet immediately.
And put them down. And put them down, you mean?
Something's up.
And put them down.
Well, the vet will probably suggest that.
Yeah.
So at some point he was going to shoot himself.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
That may be an expression of pleasure from her.
Yeah, you don't know.
The first one especially.
Okay, let's compare orgasms here. Not you and me, but
mine's pretty good. Yeah. I tell you.
Would you rather have
that
your
stuck to the
would
tape.
You rather have your woman sound like this? Or like this? I guess Craig, as long as we're in there somewhere, I guess.
No. Say, yeah. As long as you're in there somewhere, but at the same time.
Yeah. You want this?
Yeah.
As opposed to this?
That would be distracting.
Yeah,
it would be.
Yeah.
You'd be holding your hand over her mouth.
Are you okay?
Are you okay? Shh, the neighbors could hear.
That would be distracting. Yep. I mean, you'd get used to it.
No, it'd be a little chub killer, I think.
Or a big chub killer for some
guys. Well, you know, once it dawned on you.
That's how she sounds? Yeah, good point.
I think that eventually you'd get used to it.
Yeah.
What was Yoko's reaction when she found out? Is it Ursay, right? The owner of the Colts?
Yeah.
Brought the Sgt. Pepper piano. John Lennon's Sgt. Pepper's piano for $718,750.
Yep. He wrote a lot of songs on that, they said. God, she's horrible.
I do admire Jim Irsay for that, because that if I had that kind of money, that's the kind of stuff I'd buy too.
That's what he does. He buys
a bunch of rock and roll memorabilia.
Rock and roll stuff, right? Yeah,
that'd be fun.
leftover rock blow he buys too. You know,
it ain't left over for long with him.
No.
Yeah.
Yep, still good.
This is cocaine sitting next to Cobain's head at the time. I bought that.
Another one of these stories, the time that Americans are spending sitting down is continuing to increase.
Man, you always do these stories when we're sitting down.
Well, stand up.
For 4.5 hours.
We'll do it when you stand.
Bush is standing.
No, you won't.
Well, go ahead and stand.
I don't want to stand.
I don't want to stand.
All right, then.
I got to sit during this show.
Which is the only time I can bring this up is during the show.
You call me at home and I'm standing. True.
Yeah, you can do this story in the afternoon while you're home.
You call us, you say, are you sitting down?
Can we counteract that by standing for an hour or two at night? Because I've done that. You always say everything's bad for you no matter what. Well, some people just, you have to sit. Sometime in your life, you have to sit. Including every day.
Well, over the last 15 years, they say that our sitting has increased by nearly an hour a day.
Isn't that just because you're not exercising? Basically, it's just about...
Well, we're spending more time watching TV.
Got it. All right. So basically, it's about being lazy, not about sitting.
That's why you need that TV treadmill.
All right.
Yeah.
That'd be annoying, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
It powers the TV?
For regular shows, yep.
Yeah, it powers the TV. That's... Yeah, that's what you need.
You got to keep moving, or the TV turns off.
Oh, there you go.
But then it's too loud to hear the TV.
Right, it is. Right.
It's all kind of a
wash. No, I've noticed on the treadmill, the only thing you really do is a sporting event can be on. If you're actually trying to pay attention to a show and you're even just walking on a treadmill, you're not paying attention, you know?
Yeah, it's going to turn into Wall-E where everybody's just in the chair constantly.
Right. It's going to turn out that dogs are a lifesaver for me because the TV is on the same level as where the porch to go outside
dogs
is.
Dogs got to go outside all the time,
and every 5 minutes I have to get up, let the dogs out because they can't all go out at the same time. They all have their own specific time when they need to go out. Mm-hmm. So it's get up, open up the door, sit down, watch TV for a minute, let the dog in.
Speaking of dogs.
Repeat.
You can get a dog sex doll.
You can get a dog sex doll.
Well, my dog's neutered, so it doesn't do anything.
It's called another dog.
Yeah, but these are, I guess if you don't have a dog around the house, you want to keep a dog sex doll for him, as opposed to a slipper or something.
Make your dog truly happy.
Right.
Yeah, this is an upscale sex doll for dogs.
I love how they go. And is the guy selling this wink when he says that for dogs?
No, because it looks like a dog.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Hey, this is for dogs. Remember that. Wink, wink. And you freaks.
The product was made by French design agency Feel Addicted and has been marketed online as the hot doll game sex for dogs. See, toy, what? No doll inflatable sex toy. I don't get it.
What's a dog look like?
It's pretty hot.
What's
as
a
dogs
sex,
go.
Sex dog look like?
Cute dog.
It'll cost you about $200.
Yeah, it'll cost you $200.
There's a game involved?
I don't get it. I don't know.
You made that up.
And I didn't make it up. It just didn't make sense, what I'm reading.
Did you see that?
Cost you about $40 in shipping. They say it's high-end, made from UV and heat-resistant materials. You can get it in either white or dark gray.
Oh, for all the friction, heat resistant.
Yeah, according to the website.
Where's the dog robot? I think it might be in here, honey. I don't know how it got in here.
Right.
I think it's over by the bed. I just threw it over there.
According to the website, the dog will be naturally drawn to the doll, but the owner will have to teach it the specific purpose and stop it going back to the pillows and soft toys it may be used to.
This is what you do to it as you're the owner. You
They do say that
you
dog...
You can be wiener cousins with your dog then.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry about that.
Dogs with health problems, they say, should not use the hot doll.
Oh, but otherwise, it's too hot? Heart attacks?
But otherwise, it is suitable for any... dog.
Consult your vet to find out if a dog sex doll is right for you.
Little doggy Viagra.
There's a link on Twitter and Facebook if you want to check this out, if you want to buy one for your dog.
And wink, wink for your dog.
Right.
If you don't have a dog, I'm thinking about getting one. That's what you say when you buy that yourself.
We're testing this one out for now.
No, but it's written right on the box, too. So when it's delivered to your house, it says dog sex doll.
Oh, yeah. There are dozens flying to eat him claw right now.
Yeah.
It's not illegal just to bang a doll, is it? No.
Oh.
And you said there was a receptor, too, that for lack of a better term, that was involved with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would involve a little aim, though.
Yeah, the dog.
That would involve some accuracy on the dog's part.
That dog's going to treat that.
I suppose they're capable.
That sex dog like the bitch it is. Slap it around.
A kid comes over to your house and starts playing with that thing. Like, no!
Why is this little furry dog wet? Why not?
It's not furry.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a
blow up.
It's got kind of a gimp look to it. It's black and orange. And, yeah, it's very weird.
So why not even turn the dog on, man?
Yeah,
no.
Look at that.
Oh, no. The dog knows that's not real. It'd rather hump a pillow than that.
Right.
You should go. Pillows aren't real either.
Yeah, true.
They're real.
Yeah, good point, Craig. That was actually a good point.
Right. You'd be better off just making one that looks like your leg.
Well, we got that too, but that's
doesn't
for
look
humans.
Inviting at all.
No, it doesn't.
But you're not a horny dog.
I guess not.
Yes, we are.
Literal dog, not figurative dog.
Yeah.
Todd made an unfortunate point there.
I love that they invented that. I do love they invented that.
About the leg thing.
Yeah. We could have one looks like your alabaster shaved calves.
Well, see, they have them for, not dogs, mm-hmm. not sex dogs, but they do have these other sex toys for people that are feet.
Yeesh.
Just silicone feet.
For footing somebody?
Well, there's also...
You lick them?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want
they're,
to.
They're a little they're not anatomically correct at a certain point.
Yeah, it's like they've been sliced. It's like the feet have been, all you get is the feet.
Oh.
And an ankle. And a hole on top of the ankle.
On top of each ankle.
Oh, a hole.
A feet light.
Yeah, so a fleshlight. Well, that's weird.
Yeah, that's for humans.
Yeah, the dog is much better than that.
And humans can tell they're not real feet.
Doesn't stop.
Oh, you've read the reviews?
That's gross, man.
Yeah, it's actually, it is weird because there's a lot of them that are available.
Like hammer toes, some nasty ones? Or just pretty feet?
I'm sure that they get horrible.
These would both be good gifts for white elephant gift exchanges.
Right.
I don't know, man.
Secret Santa.
It would be, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It'd have to be a stay secret Santa, though. Yeah. You never tell.
It's never too early to start thinking about your secret Santa gifts.
Well, the doll for dogs costs almost $200, so that might not be your secret Santa option.
You spend $200 for your dog just to soil that thing.
Yeah?
The dog. I remember winking when I say that. For the dog to soil it.
Yeah.
We'll take that call if you order that doggy doll for your kids, you know.
The foot's $199 too, Craig.
Oh, good.
Same price.
Damn.
So you just bang a rubber foot. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I put up another link on Facebook and Twitter. You just need to look at it to get the full visual of what this thing is.
If you play your cards right, rubber foot bangs you.
Whatever
Which
you're
is
into.
Up to you.
Whatever, sure. Whatever you're into, man.
Fetishes aren't cheap.
No.
Not that one.
Oh, no, that is weird because it's not even really a foot fetish. Because a foot fetish is something that, I mean, if you would revolve around just the person's feet being around your junk area.
Yeah.
What do you know about a foot fetish?
Well, it's not a hole in your leg. That's like you cut people up, and that's a Dahmer foot fetish.
It seems odd.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I think a foot fetish, I don't want to, I want the feet to be attached, don't they?
I think most people do.
Foot fetish people want their feet to be attached and wiggling the toes, I'm guessing. Push told me that.
They usually like a human connected to it.
It makes perfect sense. But at the same time, maybe that's an I don't know. I got nothing.
It's called fetish fans can now get silicone feet with built-in vaginas. What is that? When you look at it, too, you'll go.
You couldn't get it before.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
I got an idea.
I think that's just going to turn out to be a gimmick.
Something you send to your buddies.
Well.
Yeah, and there was a whole, this is another one of those cases where there was a whole series of people and meetings and product right. development that went into somebody going, I got an idea and I think this is going to work. And then
producing it.
Yeah.
And actually,
dozens of people looked at this and went, I can't, this is a great idea. I can't believe we didn't do this earlier.
You have to take the plans to a factory and be like, here's what we're thinking.
Oh, and first of all, they got to hand
them
out.
You have a rubber mold.
Let's bring Jim in here. He'll try it out for us.
The research and development.
Vajankle.
Are they calling it that? You made that up.
No. I wish I were that clever.
Do you?
No.
It's almost too clever.
Vajankle. Well, that would pique my interest.
Yeah, I got that from some metro.uk.
That's weird, man. People are weird.
Yeah, it's not even like... it's touching the foot.
No, that's what I mean. Foot fetish is actually revolves around. We've seen those in porn. All of a sudden, it's a foot going. Okay, I don't get it. I think it's weird, but that's at least normal.
Nobody's
compared to
saying
this.
To me, man,
cut that foot
die.
Off and put a hole in the back of it.
I wish I could slice that off and penetrate the ankle. Yeah.
Nobody says that. That's what I'm trying to say.
And if you do, you should be locked up.
Yeah. All right, lock me up. I just said it.
You didn't mean it.
Would be piled. All the bones would be in the way. It's impossible.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why two? Why? I mean, you don't need two spots there.
No.
You're never going to use both of them at the same time. I'm guessing.
You aren't.
It's just weird. You sex freaks are weird. I mean, just tweak yourself. Have a fun time.
Well, they're fun.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Again, I feel so normal when we have stories like this.
Totally normal.
There's that. Netflix is scoring a victory after the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences voted to not change the rules for winning an Oscar.
I changed my mind on this story. You can change your mind on things
under and current policy.
I think that Netflix should be allowed to be, because these movies don't make theaters, because we have to watch Endgame on 50 of them. So I kind of feel Netflix pain in a way that you can actually produce really great movies that won't make a theater that should be able to be nominated. And originally I thought, maybe they should be in the theater a little bit, but there's no theaters.
If the theaters are contracted to play this studio's
and they're not, they're
films,
they're
and this studio's films, and that's it.
Endgame's,
46 theaters or one place or something like that? You mentioned something earlier.
4,600 theaters, and I think it's 4,600 screens.
Right.
4,000 of them are already sold out.
Right.
Now, the stuff you see on the Nothing But Trailers that we watch on Access TV, is that necessarily Netflix stuff or theatrical release stuff?
Yeah, just anything. Or it could be just out for a minute in a big city and then go right to on demand.
Because I saw a couple of good ones yesterday. Right. Ron Howard is making a documentary on Pavarotti. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not necessarily a big Pavarotti fan, but I'm a Ron Howard fan, and it looks like a good documentary.
Right.
And then there's another movie called Booksmart. It looks like a coming-of-age kind of film, but Olivia Wilde, it is her directorial debut, and her husband's in it, Jason Sudeikis. Will Forte.
I like Forte, yeah.
Lisa Kudrow. Looked kind of cool. Looked like a slice-of-life kind of movie that we actually like.
Under current policy, a movie only has to run for 7 days in Los Angeles to be considered.
Okay.
So that's what Netflix did for Roma.
Oh, which, by the way,
that won 3 Oscars.
God.
Oh, they just ran it in L.A.
As far as I know, or very few places, but one of them L.A.
Watch Roma or bang an ankle.
Can't we do both?
Nope.
No.
Here's your choice.
Nah, give me the ankle.
I'm trying out the vajankle. As Todd cleverly named it.
I think I'll take the ankle while I'm watching Roma. Let's just go for it. Could Netflix just build a theater and have everything from Netflix just on a loop? Be like, it's been on.
Why? They got that kind of cash.
Yeah.
Netflix theater, right?
It would be cool to see some of those movies on a big screen.
It would, actually. Yeah.
Are they formatted that way?
Yeah, Bush and I, what's that movie like? We just recently saw the action movie with Ben Affleck and
it was called Triple Frontier.
Yeah, that's just Netflix. That'd have been cool on a big screen.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah.
And you may remember just recently this story about this militia that was accused of detaining migrants along the border at gunpoint. The head of that militia, no stranger to the FBI, Larry Mitchell Hopkins.
He looks like
is
a
his
militia
name,
guy,
but
too.
He goes by the name Johnny Horton Jr.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean took a little trip up the Mighty Mason Ship?
I don't know if it's that Johnny Horton, but he goes by Johnny Horton Jr.
All right. That's an old school reference. Sorry about that. Come on back if you're under 60.
He had at least two or three hits, Johnny Horton.
I know, but up of Mississippi, I used to play that.
Yeah. He actually died a couple years after that in a car crash.
Really?
Yeah. So he's actually been dead for a long time.
Yeah, since the 80s, obviously.
For those of you who have never heard of Johnny Horton, sorry about all that.
But this guy, yeah, completely sorry about that. Grab your ankles and go to town.
Nick and I will just be over here. just waiting.
We lost a lot of people even just closer to our age. Down the mighty Mississippi. You'd know the song if you heard it.
So he actually popped up on the Fed's radar a couple of years ago for allegedly making threats against Hillary, Barack, and George Soros.
Of course he is. Who's he a fan
they
of?
Were, he said that they
he
were
said,
training.
Who's he a fan of?
He says that they were training to kill them, too.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He's a great guy. Big Trump guy, too, I read. Just throwing that out there.
Mm. How do militias make money?
They don't. Send them money.
They live
And what happened with this particular group is that their GoFundMe campaigns got shut down because those companies says, no, you people are idiots and we can't allow people to give you money. And so the group came out and said, all right, well, y'all can't give us money on cards anymore. You're going to have to start sending us checks.
Wow. And people did?
Well, this is just a couple days ago.
They took it upon themselves to protect our borders.
And what'd they do? Oh, they rounded up migrants and kept them.
Sort of.
But you said the migrants would give themselves up.
Here's what happens. When the illegal immigrants cross the border at a non-border crossing.
Let's call them refugees.
Okay. But whatever you want to call them. Right. They get across the border in a non-legal fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Much of the time.
Humans aren't illegal. I've always
much of the time, they're just getting across the border because that's the closest place to get on the border, and now they're looking for someone to take them
in. They just drive down the road, they take a left to go right in. Remember that?
Yeah. Now they're looking for someone.
Drive the other way, you would be taking a right, Josh. I never got that comment.
Yeah. Now they're just looking for someone to arrest them. All right, no, I'm here. Let's go through this process.
But these guys were militia, arrested them, and kept them confined, which is imprisonment, illegal.
Yeah, you can't, yeah. So, you know, like four or five of them would have 100 of these people. Well, these people didn't necessarily, originally feel that these guys were bad.
It's false imprisonment still.
At first they thought they were just border agents and they're just
How would you know the difference?
Yeah, so, you know, they get a whole...
agents are professionals, probably in uniforms.
But you don't know that as a Central American.
If I had a militia, I would definitely have everybody in uniform.
They dressed the part, so they looked official, but no, they were not acting in official capacity at all.
Some people just get across the border and go, oh, hey, there you are. Come over here, get us.
But this Johnny Horton, Mississippi dude guy, he was a schlub. He didn't look like a border agent at all.
No.
He wouldn't have passed the physical part.
Right. You know? The executive branch was quick to denounce him.
No, they weren't.
Oh, no, they weren't?
Not a word. Not a word.
Oh. I thought for sure.
But jankles for everybody.
All right.
It's a good parting gift for comedians. We'd have stuff to give them then, Todd. Here's a jankle. Take it home.
Can we get them logoed?
Well, they got the hotels by themselves. Yeah, logoed. Tyler with Jankles.
Right. Thanks. I'm never coming back again.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.